You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thin Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
The mental health system continues to be overloaded, with approximately 500,000 people not being able to access the support they need. Experts have discussed the need to lessen the burden on our overloaded system through preventative strategies. I spoke to Professor of Clinical Psychology at the University of Canterbury, Julia Rutledge, about the need for a preventative approach to mental health and strategies we can take to improve it. Why is it important to approach mental health from a preventative standpoint?
So many good reasons why you'd want to do that. Where do I start? If we wait for people to struggle, then you have less opportunity for being able to make a big difference because their problems are more entrenched, and so it just takes greater effort to bring resolution to it rather than providing skills to people beforehand, ensuring that they're more resilient so that they are less likely to develop a mental health problem. There are so many things that we know that are associated with the development of mental health issues, whether or not that's your mindset, whether or not that's where you live, the amount of green spaces, blue spaces you're exposed to, whether your eating habits, whether you're eating a lot of ultra-processed foods, or if you're eating a Mediterranean-style diet, your thinking styles, your overall just attitude to life, engagement in specific psychological techniques like having gratitude for things, feeling gratitude every day, if you're mindful, if you meditate, if you exercise, all of these things can influence the development of mental health problems. So we're far better off as a society to focus on prevention and helping people develop that resilience rather than leaving us to kind of just go ahead, let's see what happens, and then realize that, gosh, we've got a lot of people who end up struggling with a mental health issue, which is about 1 in 5 in New Zealand, and that we don't have sufficient resources to help all those people.
What are some misconceptions that people have about mental health?
I think sometimes people think that the only thing they can do is see a mental health professional. In some cases, that might be necessary. In cases of really extreme psychosis, you're seeing things other people aren't seeing, or your mood swings are so erratic that you're making some really poor decisions. In some of those instances, then you would need to seek help from a professional. But there are many times where I think people think that they must see a professional. That's partly got to do with the advertising. But that they probably could figure out a way forward through accessing their own natural resilience and capabilities. I think we sometimes underestimate our ability to respond to difficult challenges and think that we need help from others. And in some cases, absolutely. And being socially connected and talking to your friends about some of life's challenges, we all know can be really helpful. So I think one of the misconceptions is you have to see a professional in order to get better. And that's simply not true. I think in other cases, probably that people think it's just genetic, and so that therefore they have no control over it. And that's also not true. It's not to say that there aren't genetic components to who we are or our personality or our vulnerability to mental illness, but it's not a all or nothing. So it's not like you have a vulnerability for depression, that you are definitely going to develop depression. It doesn't work that way because the environment plays a big role in whether or not genes get expressed. So if your environment is conducive to good well-being, you're surrounded by people who are positive, you eat well. I know I've mentioned that before, but that is so important. That you're surrounded by green and blue spaces. And I know there aren't as many, particularly in the downtown campuses in Auckland. I was just there last week and noticing there's not as much green space here. So, but there is some, and so accessing that, but you can always go down to the harbor side and access water, or there's nice beaches that are all over the place that students can easily access. It is about using your environment to your advantage and in order to improve your well-being.
That was Professor of Clinical Psychology at the University of Canterbury, Julia Rutledge, about the need for preventative strategies to improve our mental health.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.